TD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. 19-year-old Frank Shorty Trujillo pleaded guilty in federal court to assaulting a household member. Court documents state that Trujillo, an enrolled member of the Mescalero Apache tribe, assaulted the household member in front of his one-year-old son. Prosecutors say Trujillo became angry over a delayed marijuana delivery. He then punched and bit the victim. The victim reported to investigators that they feared for their life during the attack. Trujillo is in custody and will remain so until his sentencing hearing, which has not yet been scheduled. He could face up to 5 years in prison. And Cameron Dickerman, 20, of Roswell, was arrested Sunday for allegedly attempting to use an axe to break into an ATM on the 300 block of South Sunset Avenue. Dickerman is charged with attempted larceny over $20,000 and criminal damage to property of over $1,000. No money was in the ATM, which can hold up to $70,000, but has been empty since October flooding. The complaint states Dickerson also matched the description of a man who had tried to break into that same ATM on November 15th, which resulted in $20,000 in damage. And Otero Arts has now won 2 New Mexico Arts grants and is in the application for a third to host annual Veteran Arts Showcase exhibits and art activities, including the upcoming and 4th Writers Workshop on Saturday. Veterans, active duty military, their families, and civilians who are interested in writing about their personal experiences of war, military service, or the after effects of these in their lives are invited to participate in an Otero Arts Workshop on Saturday. Advance registration is required. Contact Lori Arella, Showcase Chair at DRLORIA@gmail.com or call 845-797-3642. The third Otero Arts Veteran Arts Showcase will include a month-long arts program of visual and performing arts, as well as public presentations and discussions throughout the month of May in 2025. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.